What is it that makes great teachers great? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What is it that makes great teachers great? This is something that schools and educators have thought about and contemplated for years and years and years and years and years. But what is it? Well, this is something that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is sponsoring to help America find out what is it that makes great teachers great. He said, education is another target of ours. What are the big hurdles there? I am excited that there will be a way of measuring teachers, of showing teachers how to improve. I don't know when exactly that will catch on, but by using videos and surveys, I feel very good that the work that we're helping to back will make a huge contribution to identify what it is that great teachers do. The difference in is awareness of when the kids start to get bored. That interactive element is so strong in those great teachers, and people can learn to do that better. Well, what is it that makes great teachers great? This is something that has boggled the minds of educators for centuries and all of time. Have you ever listened to a great teacher? And that great teacher doesn't do anything different than anybody else, except that great teacher is so excited about what he is teaching, what she is teaching, that excitement sort of cruises right through the students. When a teacher loves the subject, the students know it. When a teacher is excited about the subjects, the students know it. It is so difficult for most teachers because it becomes academic, as the word academic is. The word academic is a sort of a loser from the word goal. When we have something that is inspirational, and we have something that is intuitive, we have something that is charming and delightful, these are things that excite the students, excite those who are there to learn, who are there to understand, to become aware of the subject that's being taught to them. But how can that be done? How can the subject that's being taught to people really be taught to people? How can that subject be made aware to people so that people will get interested in it and will listen and will follow it? I know from my personal experience, I love my subject. My subject is positive philosophy. And as I teach this positive philosophy, I have many illustrations and I have many ways of sharing what I believe. And when I present a seminar or just a simple lecture, I get up and give this lecture and I get so excited about the lecture, but I do something that I find very exciting for me. I listen to my audience. It's not that they talk to me out loud, but I listen to their hearts. I listen to their soul. I listen to the imagination that's within them. I listen to the pensive questions that they have of what it is that they'd like to hear, what it is that confuses them, what it is that delights them, what it is that amuses them. And as I listen, then I respond. And I get so excited in responding, and they listen to me, and they talk, and they listen, and I talk. They listen, and we share. They listen, and I give them all that I have. I get so excited about my subject. I get so excited about what it is that I'm sharing with them that the time goes right by. And the end of the lecture comes, that is, the end of the time for the lecture comes, and I feel their eagerness, I feel their intensity, I feel their desire for me to continue, and so I go right on, and they sit there spellbound, they sit there listening, delighted, charmed, excited about what I'm sharing. And I'm not trying to say that I'm good, I am good. I am just trying to say that I get excited about my subject. I get excited about what I'm teaching. I get excited about what I'm sharing. And because I'm excited about what I'm sharing, the people at the end of the lecture, they don't want to get up. I stand there and I've come to my termination. I have decided what I wanted to say and I said it. But they don't want to leave. And they ask a pensive question. And immediately they turn me on. They turn my juices on and I am on fire again. And I'm roaring away for another 5, 10, 20, 30 minutes, sometimes hours, sometimes... Well, one lecture I was supposed to give was 1 hour in Bern, in Switzerland. And as I gave this lecture, the people were there, and they had so many beautiful questions. They had so many wonderful, deep questions that I went on and on and on. And the next thing I knew, here I was giving a one-hour lecture, and taking 3 hours to give it, but boy, were the people excited and delighted. And then after the 3 hours were over, and a few had to get up and leave to catch their trains or their buses or whatever transportation they were going to have that had time limits to it, and the rest of them didn't want to leave. They stayed. They waited. They were with me. And then they kept asking more questions. And as we stand together at the book table, they would ask me questions, and they'd ask me questions about our books, and they'd ask me questions about what we are teaching and what this philosophy is all about, and how can they really make it work, and is this philosophy something that is exciting for them? Well, now, this is the type of thing Bill Gates would like our American teachers to do, to really be excited. I listen to the great lectures, the great courses, and these are done by magnificent teachers, by magnificent professors across the world. And they're done up in a series of lectures from 30 to 60 to whatever they are. And these lectures are half-hour lectures, 45-minute lectures by a professor or individual professors. And one professor I was listening to, Professor Robinson, he was telling us from Oxford that it'd be wonderful if, as in the days of the early universities, the university professors were paid after their lecture. They were paid after their lecture. If their lecture was effective and successful and exciting and delighting, if that was the case, then they were paid. And not before, or not given a tenure, or not given an opportunity. And he said, so many of the professors in our universities are sort of sleeping. They know their subjects, they teach their subjects, they give the information on their subjects, but they don't give the excitement of it. They don't give the excitement of a Socrates or a Plato. They don't give the excitement of the teachers who have magic in them. The teachers who share with the world, and people come because they want to, not because they have to. And how wonderful that is, and what wonderful teaching that is. Could we all learn to teach in that way? Could we all learn to reveal ourselves as this is the wonderful feature of how teaching is done? Oh, yes. Can we find out what great teachers do? The difference in awareness is when the kids start to get bored. Well, adults get bored too. And what is it that great teachers do? This is the essence. This is what should be taught in all of the teaching universities, in all of the teaching colleges where they're teaching teachers. Can you teach enthusiasm? Can you teach excitement? Well, you can teach about it. And you can certainly demonstrate it, and you can certainly encourage it, and you can certainly get your students who are going to be teachers to be illumined in their subject, to teach only those subjects that really excite them. Of course, there are times you're in schools where you have to teach everything under the sun, but if you are a specialized teacher and you have specialized in something, then you get excited. But you know, a good teacher, one who wants to share and wants to let people know that the knowledge he's sharing is already within them, that good teacher is one who is so excited about any subject He can make the most mundane subject seem to be the most illuminating, exciting adventure through life and through learning. And the good teachers do that. They're storytellers. I remember the teachers I've had, the professors I've had at the universities, were storytellers. And the teachers who were not storytellers were boring as sin. And it was very difficult to get excited or listen to their subjects or their programs. But the teachers who loved their subjects, who loved what they were teaching, who got so excited about mathematics and physics, who got so excited about sciences, who got so excited about history, who got so excited about geography, they made it come alive. They made me feel that, hey, I want to teach this. I want to do this. This is great. Oh, this is wonderful. This is fantastic. And that is what a real teacher is. How can we learn to be a real teacher? How can we learn to really get out there and do our very best in teaching? Well, it's an interesting experience. But we can't do anything about that. If Bill Gates could develop some sort of a teacher's college where you teach teachers how to get excited about all the things that they're going to share with their students. How to get excited. How to get excited. How to get excited on the subjects that you're talking about. How to get excited about everything. And when you learn to get excited, when you learn to really turn yourself on to your highest and your very best, then the magic of education is taking place. The magic of inspiration, illumination, the magic of awareness within every student that all that the teacher is sharing with them, they already know. But they're reviewing it now in their minds, in their hearts, in their soul, and they are excited about it. And because they're excited about it, they have opened that lid of that wonderful box of knowledge and genius that always was there, only awaiting to be revealed, to be expressed, to be given out to all the world. How great that is. How wonderful that is. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what education is all about. Excited teachers sharing with excited students an exciting topic. My. How wonderful it is. Join with me in that excitement, because it surely is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.